collective vibration. The invasion is coming.
The invasion's tonight. Don't say I didn't warn you.
There will be much ruining of this day.
John Stuart Mill said that liberty resides in the rights of that person whose views he found most intolerable.
I don't know who he is, where he is.
Like it, love it, make your minds up to it, because he's coming.
Hey, this is Tara Spencer Nairn from Corner Gas, and you are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
This is Casey Ferguson from The Casey Ferguson Show, commandeering the airwaves here at 92.1 FM Island Radio. You'll soon be returned to your regularly scheduled programming, but first, a few minutes of your time. My guest is Orgy frontman Jay Gordon. Orgy broke out in 1998 with their hit rendition of Blue Monday from the album Candy Ass, which sold over 2 million copies. All right, this is Casey Ferguson from The Casey Ferguson Show, invading Island Radio 92.1 FM. I have Jay Gordon, the lead vocalist and founding member of Orgy, on the phone. How are you doing today, Jay?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, man. Any better, I could pole vault.
I don't have one better than that, so I'm just going to let that roll. Pole vault.
Beautiful. Well, I'm off to a good start then.
Right on, right on.
All righty then.
Orgy's going to be playing in Toronto at the Rockpile Wednesday, January the 13th. Have you guys played Canada before?
Definitely. You know, we've done a couple festivals in Montreal. Some dates in Toronto, and we've played some Vancouver dates as well.
Oh, okay, excellent. Well, I guess welcome back, and you know, I know you've said in the past that Kansas City is the motorboat capital, but I'm hoping Toronto's not going to let you down.
thanks, man. Yeah, definitely love playing Canada, and I'm sure there's a lot of motorboating going on, you know, where you guys are too. It's weird that I haven't been there in so long. I hate that I haven't been there in so long, but you know, things happen, and you just kind of don't go somewhere for a while, and you're like, whoa, what was that place like, you know? We have a lot of friends up there, and, you know, they've been real supportive and everything, and I really, you know, owe them a lot, so I can't wait to give them a good show.
Excellent, excellent. I was kind of curious, just kind of doing my research and due diligence leading up to this interview, had you guys played a gig before you signed the record deal with Elementary?
No, we're not really. We kind of, you know, we had the song together, you know, I had songs, I met the guys, got them together, and then, you know, I was good friends with the Korn guys, so one thing led to another, and, you know, a couple of the guys from Management came down, Jonathan checked it out, and they were like, yeah, let's do this, and then the first gig was like, we filled in for Limp Bizkit, like 30,000 at Edge Fest, and somewhere in like, where was that at? That was in like, it seems weird that I wouldn't remember that, but it's we were thrown into the fire so fast, it was like, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's definitely baptism by fire right there.
Yeah, I could have even said the wrong fest, but anyway, it was one of the festivals. It was a fill-in date. It was a Limp Bizkit show that we just happened to fill in for, and it was either River Walk or Edge. It's one of those two, and there was like 30,000 people. It was like an outdoor thing, and Fred broke his wrist and asked to step in and take over. We're like, yeah, done. We'll do that, you know, and I was like, uh-oh, freeze. There's like a lot of people here. Kind of crazy, but it was a good show.
Well, I suppose Limp Bizkit's fan base at the time too, you know, pretty rabid.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it was kind of one of those things where they hadn't really exploded yet, but like they were pushing ready to head for it. They were making that turn for third, like just like, hey, here we go, you know, we're gonna kill it. Yeah, he broke his wrist and said fill in, so we're like, oh yeah.
Did John and his management get into the band from the demos? Like, I know that you guys had the previous relationship there, but did you play them some demos, or did they come down and see you play live?
Yeah, and Jonathan was like, you know, let's do something. Yeah, I think they just kind of really wanted to sign somebody, you know, they wanted to get the Elementary thing going. You know, it was more like that, you know, and we're homies, so it made sense for him to just go, yeah, let's see what they're like. They figured that, you know, it'd be good to come up with some people you know what I mean, and have them under your wings rather than some strangers. Rangers, I guess.
Yeah, no, true enough.
Yeah.
Was there a falling out with John, or was the label folding when you guys parted ways?
No, I just think that they, you know, Korn was such a big machine that they're all, you know, involved in all their personal stuff, so I think that they were just kind of like, you know, it was rolling, but I don't think it was something that they were particularly interested in, you know, keeping going, because, you know, there was red tape with a lot of, you know, I don't really know the internal, you know, battle that was going on there, but I just know that there was a lot of, like, you know, Warner Brothers, Element, it was just kind of, I don't know. So rather than say too much, I'd rather say, I don't really know.
What was the vibe like backstage on the Family Values Tour? And I ask because, I mean, it was a pretty diverse group of performers, right?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, everybody got along really, really well. And Korn was good to everybody. You know, that's the one thing that everybody should take away from that. You know, like, Korn was good to everybody. Orgy Rammstein, we were having so much fun throwing bottles at each other and breaking stuff. But yeah, it was cool. You know, it was great. Do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, man, that'd be killer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's do it. Let's get down, man. I'm ready.
Yeah! Yeah. Oh, damn it! Yeah! Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of curious as to the genesis of Orgy's look. I mean, you definitely some sci-fi influence there. I was wondering, you know, where that came from.
It came from outer space to fill the world with terror.
You know, it was like, what do we do here? Do we do the same old, like, metal thing, or do we just go completely AWOL with it and just go kind of futuristic with it, which kind of, like, spawned, like, a lot of new twists and turns for a lot of different bands. And I think if anything, we were, like, more influential that way than maybe musically so, because it really helped. I think there was a little bit of a both, but I think that we helped open up some doors that would have otherwise temporarily until someone else would have opened them, I guess. That's what I should say.
Now, I mean, were there certain films that were a particular influence? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I would say pretty much all of them that were, you know, worthy at the time, you know, or stuff that, you know, that just made you think a little further into the future, or made you think of, like, what really was the future going to be like. And then there's, you know, there's the people that latch onto that, and there's people that don't. So I guess we were just guys that kind of latched on, and myself, Ryan, and Amir were all, like, pretty forward thinkers. So.
Did it sort of come from the music? Like, just it makes sense to dress different because the music's different? Or, you know, when did that come in the process?
It just kind of, it was definitely like a pull thing that I felt that needed to happen from the music, but like also just from what was already existing, which was just straight industrial, you know? And so it's like, mm-hmm. How do we pull out of so much industrial and just take it in another direction? And like, you know, it was just bad 80s new wave descriptives was the best way to put it. But then when you kind of clashed the two, it kind of worked, you know?
Yeah, I really think it was a beautiful marriage, the image that you guys put to the music. And to be honest with you, I mean...
Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome, man. And I, you know, I would like to see more of that. I understand that, you know, a lot of guys are coming from the grunge background and what have you, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a good image.
Right. No, I feel you there. The thing is that, like, in this day and age, it's like everything is so readily available that it's like the minute you turn left and step in the other direction, it's like, boom, Korea's on it, Japan's on it, you know, everybody's on it. So it's not as special as it used to be, maybe in that respect. But at the same time, people catch on quicker. You know, it's cool. I don't think that those cool new fad trend, whatever you want to call it, things, I think they're even shorter lived than they used to be. So it's kind of tough to kind of reinvent and do things like that based on that. You know what I mean?
You got it, dude.
Didn't you work as a runner at Energy Studios at one point?
Yeah, I was like the original runner.
Often imitated, yeah. But never duplicated.
I was like the OG. Forget about it.
I love it.
Yeah.
How'd you like the gig?
It was cool because I learned a lot from one of the best in the game as far as, like, you know, being able to mic things up and make it sound right. Someone who really cares about how to make things sound. So I learned how to make things sound good so that I could literally F it up, you know. And I probably shouldn't say that on the road, but you know what I'm saying? Like I learned how to make things sound good before I could learn how to make them sound bad and destroy them, like I so often do on purpose.
Well, hey, I'm the same way, yeah, when it comes to this way, whole right? Radio bit, man. You know, like, you got to know the rules before you can break them, right?
Right, exactly.
Did you guys have a clear idea of where you wanted to go musically with these new songs, or did it just kind of happen organically?
Definitely a clear idea that we wanted to keep the dance music going with the electronic rock thing and just like kind of just hit that a little harder. But you know, like, electronic music has really evolved in so many respects, you know, due to people like Skrillex and things like that, and so that you kind of had to really, we had to push into that vein a little bit just to get the point across, you know.
Well, you guys just did a song together, did you not?
Yeah, we did. Well, it was a while ago, but like it's taken on like three or four different forms since it's what's that word I'm looking for, since its inception.
Right.
So it's probably going to take on a couple more, and you know, we'll see. weeks, I'll know why before it's done. When it's done, it'll just be like, oh, there it is. You know, we've had it done like two or three different times, and I don't know, just might have one more go at it before I'm stoked with it. And then, you know, we'll see if Sunny's into it, and she's into it, cool. Not, then we move forward.
High five.
Given the recent news, I feel compelled to ask, seeing as you worked with him in the Wonder Girls, what was your relationship with Scott Weiland? I mean, did you get to know him well?
I did get to know him, not extremely well, but well enough to, you know, it's been him and I in a room before recording, and we had a great time doing that. Super cool guy, very talented, amazing, amazing singer. Sad, you know, that's all. Sad for his loss, you know, and his kids' loss more than anything, and his family, you know. He was a super cool guy, very talented, though.
Oh, definitely. Whiskey or wine?
Whiskey.
Beer or liquor?
Liquor.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
De Niro or Pacino?
No comment. I love them both. Like, oh, man, Pacino. I'll say Pacino.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have had a tough time with that one. Your pick for an underrated album?
Death from Above, 1979. Pick one. I don't know. Just any record.
Your epitaph will say.
It'll say, like, next, please.
I like it. Thanks so much for your time, Jay. You know, best of luck in Toronto. I just may see you there if the stars align correctly.
Thank you so much, man. It was good talking to you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, man. Like I said, have yourself a good show. Have yourself a great tour, and I look forward to hearing some of that new music.
Thanks so much, man.
All right, cheers, pal.
Okay, bye.
Bye.